A California task force is studying slave reparations. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The first in the nation task force to study and recommend reparations for African Americans held its inaugural meeting Tuesday, launching a two-year process to address the harms of slavery and systemic racism despite the federal government's inaction. Democrats in the California legislature said they think the state will have about $20 billion more to spend over the next 4 years. That highlights a disagreement with Governor Gavin Newsom about the trajectory of the state's finances as it emerges from the coronavirus pandemic. California has an extra $76 billion to spend this year. California labor unions representing workers in manufacturing, retail, grocery stores, hospitality, healthcare, and other businesses announced their support Tuesday for Governor Gavin Newsom as he faces a likely recall election. The California Labor Federation delivered the endorsement on behalf of 2.1 million workers and 1,200 affiliated unions on the steps of the state capitol. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. 29-year-old Daniel Aubrey sentenced to serve 1 year in jail, given a 3-year formal probation term. He pled guilty last month to two felonies, attempted carjacking of a Eureka resident and battery on a peace officer with infliction of great bodily injury. The conviction stemming from events on October 8th last year when Aubrey, while under the influence, tried to push the female driver of a van parked outside the courthouse market on 4th Street in Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.